Welcome back to another dope episode of Ask the Phoenix, episode 26. He's got the job. This episode is special to me. It was a lot of fun. It came to me while I was trying to figure out exactly what I was going to present. I had an episode lined up with The World Needs Now, all about the philosophy of rectification. I had a homie that's his life work. He was going to come on, kick it about it, but he's finishing up his dissertation, so he couldn't make it tonight. So I was like, man, like, what am I going to do? What am I end up putting together? So I was just like, man, forget it. I'm just going to, I came to the studio. I ate good. Meditated, fellowship. Took me a little nap. And when I woke up, Goose was like, yo, his man wanted to, you know what I mean, holler at me for a little bit of, you know, for some, you know, a barter, basically a barter, and I needed some work done in my spot, and he's a contractor, so he was like, tell Notch, I do that work for him for a half hour of his time. I'm like, cool, you know what I mean? I love to be at play anyway, you know what I'm saying? So, end up getting there, and he really wants me, the guy ends up wanting me to kick it with his friend. You know what I mean? Help him, you know, put some things together, get some clarity around some things within his life. Some decisions that he wanted to make. So, this was an impromptu session. You know what I mean? I might be dragging it out a little bit, but it was... It was really, this is in vivo. Like, this really just happened. So I feel like it's some really good content. I feel like it's a really good scope into what it is that I do in real time. You know what I mean? This is not limited to just this kind of thing that I do. This is just happens to be something that I provide when I'm, you know, when I'm working with you. So strap in. I implore you to, you know, to clear your schedule for an hour and a half and really just engage. Listen, this is one you might want to rewind and take notes to. Damn, my fault. So, yeah, I don't, on this platform, we don't profess to know everything, but, we curious, man. We curious. We want to know more. You know what I'm saying? I know nothing but that I know nothing at all. You know what I mean? So join us, Goose and myself, as I practice my craft. And Goose gives his insider's take, and you hear our other friends in the background as we just build, as we just kick it. They know that we're recording, they know that we're kicking it, so you ain't got to worry about that. Just strap in and enjoy. It was a really good time. All right. As always, you know where to find me. Ask the Phoenix on IG, Naja Bolden at. On LinkedIn, that's NajaBoldin on LinkedIn. You can hit Goose up at Goose So Swavy on everything. I got a Twitter too. I think it's at Naja True. I think. I can't remember offhand. But shit, if you find me one place, you can find me in all places. You did. Go to my website, www.phoenixinnovationgroup.com, and reach out. You know what I mean? Reach out. You listening and you've been listening and you like, man, you want to reach out, reach out. This is the time. It's the new year. Let's get it popping. Let's take it to the next level. You dig? We reach each other. We, you know, rising tide lifts all boats. So, tune in, enjoy, and to the gods and goddesses, keep building, keep creating. And to the phoenixes, y'all know what y'all doing, baby. Keep flaming on, and stay tuned for all of the breakthrough messages in this thing. All right. Until next time, y'all. Peace.
Talk with him. How the fuck? It don't even have to be about that.
What about?
Whatever.
This
we
shit.
Can just talk.
Look, what is this? Candy?
That's cocoa nugs.
Okay.
Yo.
You can put that in your coffees and stuff like that.
Nah. Nah, it's chocolate. It. Yo, it's mad fire.
Weed, dude.
Yo, watch.
It looks like weed.
It looks like weed, but it's, yo, it's really good chocolate.
Oh, just,
too.
It's just chocolate.
It's really good chocolate,
okay.
Too.
Fire.
I need some of that.
No marijuana in it at all.
No, it just looks like it. Looks like some kush, right?
Yeah, nice.
It's different.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it just...
What are you trying to get
I mean, apparently, because like, my problem is I can't pass a drug test with someone else's piss. So at this point, I might as well...
Failed the drug
like,
test today.
You failed the drug test today?
With my man's piss.
I don't even take medicine.
No, I'm pretty sure it was because of the temperature.
I was going to say, because if she wouldn't tell you what it was...
Well, she looked at me mm-hmm. and smiled because,
oh,
like,
you look bad.
I wasn't nervous.
Did you have him?
Yeah, I did all that, but you know what? I don't know what it was, but, dude, that's what my boy told me. Right now, they got, like, a different setup for all the labs. Like,
right,
the
sure.
Synthetic piss doesn't huh? work.
I like your shirt.
You need a full bladder now. The temperature strip is a temperature strip. Like, dog, space like, children. You got a straight-up thermometer in that joint.
So, like, they know
Mario,
when it's, like, hopping.
Dad, yeah, you would, when I texted Goose to have him come down here, he said that he also needed...
No, I'm just saying, like, stop smoking weed.
That was in the deal, too.
No doubt.
At this point.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be...
Oh,
yeah? I'm missing gigs because I can't...
He said, yeah. We got it.
You said blanket right here?
Yeah, are you freezing? Yeah. You can use either that one or the one on the couch. Whichever one you want.
Yeah, tell that to corporate America.
Right.
Unfortunately.
Are you freezing?
This is where I'm at. I'm trying to be an adult. You know,
my core temperature. Nothing to do with down here.
It is
my core temperature. Yeah,
because, you know, even if you're qualified, you know, it's all bullshit. It's all bullshit at the end of the day. I'm done being a crook. You know, we've been crooked for so long. I'm done, like, beating the system. The system beat me at this point.
Yeah, but those skills are transferable.
Right, exactly. And that's a problem, you know.
So what's your skills? You rob banks?
Fortunately, not yet, at least.
Fortunately or unfortunately?
Unfortunately, no, not yet.
What's so unfortunate about it?
Because I wish I was that organized. If I was that organized, I don't think I'd be struggling for a gig right now.
A lot of those people aren't organized.
You been to prison?
No, I've never.
But you're a criminal.
No, I'm corrupted, not a criminal.
Oh, okay. Some would argue that being corrupted is worse than being an actual criminal.
I mean, being a criminal, you got caught. You know, being corrupted means you're doing something right. You might be a sick fuck, but you didn't get caught.
I'm a criminal.
But you were corrupted.
But corrupted, yeah, corrupted implies that you just bent.
Yeah, you know.
Criminal
implies criminal. Labeled, that's it.
Yeah, but yeah. you could always be reformed.
Oh yeah, I'm not knocking that whatsoever.
And you could come out and say, "This is what I did."
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, the most people.
But
I'm
past the statute of limitations
people,
now, so
I know
I'm
more,
good.
I know more people successful with a felony than ones with a college degree. It's just how it works, you know. Trust me, believe me, it has nothing to do with the price of apples. But you know what I'm saying. It's just
the perspective.
Yeah, you know, it's just hard to go from doing one thing, making this, and doing another thing and making that.
Preaching to the choir, brother.
That's what it is. You know,
but there's no
I
way around.
I speak volumes on it.
There's no way around that, though.
I went from the casino. I've done a lot of bullshit, you know. I worked there for a long time. I made some bucks, you know, had some fun, you know, did that life. And, did labor for a little bit, and I got into collections, had some fun with that. But, like, now it's, like, 28 years old. You know, I'm not a felon yet. But I'm just trying to figure out what I want to do when I grow up. But, you know, no matter what I do, just they drag me back in.
We have the perfect opportunity for him.
And
we
they really
need,
do. And they do. And I need them just as much as they need me. That's the thing. I'm not like swinging. I'm not swinging nothing over here. I need you guys just as
they
much as
they even hit you with a tag on it.
to try know? To tell you.
But what would you do for them?
Right. What I do for them? What exactly do for me? Just, you know, just hold their end of the deal. I'll hold mine, you know. I'll be a good
So this sounds more like a stalemate than it does.
Well, not a stalemate, no. It could be a stalemate or honestly, it really could be, you know, taking a step in a really good direction because, like...
But I need to know what the skills are. What's transferable? What's happening?
Well, what's transferable? I mean, what I bring to the table is, like, a certain set of skills, you know what I mean? Like,
are you Liam Neeson from Taken?
No, not at all, but what I'm saying is
are you beating up black bastards in the street?
I'm honest. It's just, you know, I don't expect someone to do something, something for me that I wouldn't do for them. And that goes
But what, like, what are we talking about? Are we talking about murdering people here?
I wouldn't expect them to pay me for me to not show results, but if I show results.
What's, like, what are we talking about?
Collections. They want their, yeah, business. I'm not, I'm not talking about, you know, well, it depends what, you know.
You could be talking, because there's different facets of business here, though, right? So, yeah, I'm just trying to figure out what.
Because, like, most people in this position right now.
See, I got, like, three different businesses, right?
Because most people in this position would have, like, a hard-on right now, you know what I mean? That would just be feeling themselves just because, you know.
Because we need,
you know what I mean? But at the same time, but what they don't know is I need them just as much as they need me. That's why I'm not sitting over here like, well, no.
Oh, so you're nice with collectors.
Yes, he has all the skills.
You know what I mean? But just right now, I just got out of a situation where I was in a startup. I put some time into it.
What's your peak collection year look like?
Like, as a number, I couldn't even tell you. I stopped keeping track.
Well, what about volume?
It really started bothering me.
So you don't like volume? You don't know, calls made?
I mean,
calls made.
Oh, I mean, like, quality
to collections earned.
No, I mean,
the ratio,
like,
between.
I just
such.
Go by like amount collected, like, as a number. It's just like, I mean, I come in the months like, well, when I as collectively when you have your time in, I'd come in the months like 20, you know, 25,000. I'd be like 10K over goal, and I have 30 days to get jiggy. That's where I was at, and it was a no-brainer. And it got to the point where it was just like, as long as I held my end of the deal, as far as just make my calls, you know, when I would call out, I wouldn't close my account. Someone else would. So it's just like, you got to make sure that everyone's doing their end, scratching the next man's back. Because if you're not making, you know, if you're not closing that person's call strong, they're not going to close your account strong. You're not taking their account seriously, you know. And at the same time, it keeps everybody on the same page. If you got everyone calling out, closing their own accounts, worrying about their own number, you know, you're going to have a lot of people butting heads in that office. But if, you know, you have someone over there doing work, even if they don't close the account, at least if you put that effort in, you know, you're going to feel like, okay, I'm going to do the same. It's just, that's how you need it, you know. If you have one person just killing it, eating everything up, then it's not good.
We have none of those problems because we have two fucking employees.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's just.
But
like,
that's what it's, guys, it sounds,
yeah,
like.
It comes
that's
with, it comes with
he's.
The territory. It comes,
yeah,
with the
it seems like that's the
time.
Culture that he wants,
yeah,
to provide at,
you know,
the same,
I mean, like,
time. Like,
me,
I'm gonna,
like,
come
I'm not,
in and
that's the
do
thing.
This.
Like, people try to come in and try to make killer for themselves. Like, it's just like, no, it's just like, it's no fun being the one person being good, successful.
No,
making,
and
there's no fun.
Yeah,
it's a terrible. Because then you got everyone looking. Like, no, I want everybody to eat. That's the whole point. If everyone's not hitting goal, then there's.
So you saying that you can come in and develop a protocol?
No,
that
not,
has...
that's the thing. I come from a surrounding where it was inevitable. It came naturally. If I didn't do it, someone else was doing it. Like, you know what I mean.
But that's what I'm saying. So you within know what I mean? That's your talent, yeah, right? So you saying within, well, that you could come in and set the protocol to say that, you know, my work ethic will be the standard,
no,
and people,
I mean,
will want to
yeah,
either,
well,
rise or bend themselves
habits.
To that.
You show someone good habits, it's going to follow lead. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah, you spit on your floor, someone else,
yeah,
will spit,
you know,
on your
I just
floor.
Need to make sure. I'm just,
yeah,
you know.
Exactly.
You're not
floor,
in an interrogation,
yeah,
here.
Yeah, no, I think it felt like it because, like,
no,
he,
well,
Nash,
like,
didn't
I don't
know
if he's talking about collecting
do
the street,
like,
songs.
Talking about.
He yeah,
just
I'm just trying to figure it out.
Ready to go.
Well, yeah, I didn't want to give him any background information.
Is he want to see how real it is?
My man told me he was fixing the ceiling. That was it. I'm fixing to see my man's coming downstairs.
Yeah, that Marilyn, I would have him just talk to you. I'm like, no, don't say that. Let's just smoke pot. Don't even make it like that. That makes things weird. No.
No, I know you guys are far from desperate, but you guys, you know, are in need. But at the same time, it's just like, I'm surprised you don't have this already.
Have what?
Like someone...
Are you?
Yeah.
The thing is...
Every office needs someone like me. Or like, that's like... Well, not like
we
me,
don't.
But just in general. You need someone in there that's a team player, like that actually has some type of intentions of, like,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yes.
What it is.
That's why we're looking and,
well, what they've had,
like,
was
you.
Yeah, what they've had was not that common ground, right? They've had the... Like, if you're looking at, like, top-down, right, what they had was
like
their
we
board, but they didn't have,
you
didn't have managers,
crazy,
right?
No.
So it was just, like, the board and then...
People. Yeah, so there's no leadership. There's
so,
no, yeah.
And he's the, he's
that.
Come on,
Alex Smith. That's what we would like for him to be. He can get people in there, create a good environment.
We got Fitzgerald. You gotta fix Fitz magic right now. He just does really good for like 5 games in a row, and then he just throws like 6 picks.
Who?
So it seems like y'all got it sweet. It seems like y'all already got it right.
I got another gig. I'm starting tomorrow, 2:00.
So what does that mean?
It means this is like they're like a month too late. I didn't know it was like real like that. They mentioned this to me before.
Can't you do both?
That's up to them. That was the next thing I could say, you know, for some days. Because if I start tomorrow at 2 o'clock, I'm the type of guy, I can come and put in 2 hours, and I'll put more money up and someone there for 8 hours, but I'm not playing that card. If I'm out there for 40 hours, I don't want to be there.
So, say this was my company, right?
Yeah, 40 hours.
If I'm out there for 40 hours, this... I don't want to be there at all. I'm no good to you for 30, because I'm playing myself. That's my bonus.
Jacques.
If this was my company,
right, and I reserved the right within 45 days to let you go. Like, I hear what you're saying, and I love your spiel, and within 45 days, I reserved the right to let you go. What's the standard? What can I say that, you know, what's the benchmark that I could say that, per your own statement, that you could come in for 2 hours and produce more than my two people that's here? Would you be willing to defend that?
Yeah, I asked them if I can come in till 1. I'll go to work at 2 tomorrow. But I can come in the night. That's what I'm saying. I tell them, I can come in and not do a damn thing. I'm not saying that because like it all comes with.
Well, why would you?
It's tomorrow's money. You know, today's calls is tomorrow's money. But what I'm saying is, I just want to see like all I don't give me 5 accounts. I know what I'm working with. That's all I need to know. Give me 5 accounts.
So yeah, it sounds like you're both saying the same thing. It sounds like he's saying he wants to try out his. He sounds like he's saying.
I just want to see if it's really like how it. If it's the. If it works.
You think I'm lying?
No.
But can I say?
I want to make sure I can really produce. That's why the same thing I told all the other offices. Like I was there.
But can I say what I surmised thus far?
I'm sorry.
It sounds like you're saying the same thing. Like you want a trial run. They want a trial run.
Yeah.
But what's the standard?
For right. What's expected if that?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, in 3 hours, I'm not gonna sit there and cash
the check. I have no immediate expectations. I'm looking for like
a good
first round draft pick quarterback to like.
College try. Results is not what I'm worried about. My mental health is. Results is gonna come around. That's what I'm worried about.
That's what I'm expecting.
You know what I mean?
A first round draft pick quarterback to rebuild a team around. I'm trying to rebuild.
I think within the situation that you have thus far, I think the best thing would just be see what can happen. You know what I'm saying? Because right now you're head honey, and he's the talent.
I'm not gonna say like he's almost.
We don't have any paperwork to say that these are his guaranteed numbers to say that this is what our company will do with this acquisition. You understand what I'm saying? Instead of having that paperwork, he needs time to build those numbers so y'all can do that together. You can put him on the floor for a couple hours a week while he's at this other gig, right? If he proves to be worthy for your company. Then you can decide terms of what.
I only work tomorrow.
Makes sense.
I could start there.
So y'all working together.
I'll just come
right?
After
yeah.
That. Seems simple enough.
I'll try. That's what I mean. I told you. I just want to sit down. Give me a little shit. I'll sit down. But I'll come in tomorrow for a full day. You know what I mean?
Know this guy, you don't. It's like, it's a sweet, sweet deal to where, like, you don't have to.
All I need is one
you don't
day.
Have to buy the milk.
Put it this way, you'll know what I'm worth to you.
You don't have
day.
To. You can sample the milk before you even buy the cow. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. You could just be like, let me just try that milk first.
So my grandma always used to say,
I didn't come in here barking numbers. I was
no,
I
but the, here's the
I
thing.
Just, I just want to show you that I'm worth something, and if I'm not, I have no intention of sticking around. If I can't,
I love that.
If I ain't worth shit, I ain't sticking around.
I love that.
We believe that you are worth shit. We would like you to come.
But he's hungry to be of service. He like, I don't even care about none of that. Like, I got this other spot. I got this other gig. I'm cool either way, so no pressure, guys. That's what it sounds like to
I'm
me.
I'm trying to be cool because the past 3 months, bro, I've been very stressed out, and I can't do it. I can't put myself through that shit.
But what's wrong with being cool?
I'm just being more calm and collective. I just look at it as I got options.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that, but the past 3 months I was stressing about it. I'm done stressing about it. Like, I'm done. You know what I mean?
But who cares about that?
Yeah, shit.
Because in the world of business, it's never personal, right? So, like, you going
all I can do is
you going through
it. All I can do
nobody
is
really cares
for
about
me.
That shit. No way.
That's all. That's the best. All I can do is what's best for me right now.
Yeah.
You know? Do you not think it's best for you?
No, I think it's good. Because I'm around good people.
But you can't even really.
Don't get me wrong. Like,
you can't even really ask. Like, So in business, right? In capitalism, there's no permanent enemies, no permanent friends, right? It's right, not personal.
Permanent. Yeah.
It's business. So even if he can't, it's okay.
Yeah, you that's and I feel yeah. that I almost feel like so he feels way. Like.
So what if I come in there and I knock it on the fucking table? Park,
yeah.
Right. Are we gonna sit down and talk again?
Terms should be discussed at that point.
Say if I just like give me like say if I come in, I do really really well just as a collector. I'm not talking, you know,
okay.
manager
yeah.
position. Great. Just like, you know what I mean? Because and the thing is, it's like I mean, we could. He said he'd start me at 15. I don't even care about the amount because I live off bonus structures. But at the same time, I just want to be compensated.
That's what I'm saying. Well, I would
but at the same, but at the same that. Time, but that's like, the thing. Like I just
I'm asking
not,
Chuck.
Yo, look at me. I don't even like when I was at LH Spot. I wouldn't even look at my balance. Didn't even matter. I could. Yo, look. If you ask me honestly, what I got paid hourly, I couldn't even fucking tell you. I could tell you what I was bonusing every month. Give a fuck about that weekly, two-weekly I never care. People are like, yeah, I get $40 till tomorrow, I get paid. I'm like, that shit's sad.
It's almost like
it's not about that at the same time as this, right? If you were here more than 6 months and you're not eating, what's the point? And that's the problem. We didn't leave no room for slack. If you weren't producing and you got 3 months and you're paying for your seat, that wasn't even enough. You're out.
That'd be great.
You're out. There's no reason for it. Everybody should be at
bonus. The thing about collections is like once you're starting to crush your bonus, like people give you raises.
Because they don't want to keep on giving
you.
Yeah.
So actually when you make less, you're making more.
Bro,
and when people don't understand that, it's
not because you know, when everyone's making money, everyone's happy and everything's good. That's the problem. That's really what it
That's
is.
That's not a problem. That's That'll be mean. A great time for me because I'll be happy and everything will be good like, and I won't be sitting there all day like, yeah. this is
But,
this
I can,
is
but
not...
at the same time, it's just like, you know, like, I'm very interested. Like, I'm not knocking no one's hustle by all means. Like, you guys got my attention. I'm not saying that whatsoever. But at the same time, it's just like, you know, I'm just trying to do the right thing. And I just, like, I feel like I should call this dude and just apologize. But at the same time, I can just go tomorrow at work and then just come in the day after that. I'm like, I got one day a week.
What's the situation with you and this other company?
It's just a banquet company, a bartender. It's like a good friend of mine that I grew up with. That I've been kind of like knocking the past like 6-7 weeks.
You have an obligation?
Huh?
You have an obligation?
I mean, I start tomorrow at 2:00 and I start with him. It's not like I'm working with some, you know, it's him personally. And
with collections?
No, it's for bartending.
So it's no conflict of interest?
Yeah, but it's from 2:00 in the afternoon. That's prime, that's collection time, you know what I mean? Nice, you know.
And when you're a collector,
you're bartending
you really
at 2 in the afternoon?
Huh?
You're bartending at 2 in the afternoon?
It's like parties. It's like fun, you know, like.
At Protocol? Like Protocol on Niagara Falls Boulevard?
Main Street.
I mean, not transit?
Yeah. But, like, it's just banquets, you know, like, fundraisers, parties, weddings, stuff like that. And it's bullshit, but the thing is, I got 8 years in a casino, you know what I mean?
You can't call anything that sustains you and your lifestyle bullshit.
I don't say it like that, but I come from a casino. You can't go from the Ritz and stay at the Hotel 6 and say, hey,
yes, you can.
Prices. And that's what you can, but I'm saying, you know what the Ritz was looking
at. You're still the same person.
Oh, you're absolutely right, but what I'm saying is, I have no interest.
You're still the same.
I have no interest to take any more steps back, because I've been in a whole lot of that the past few years. I'm saying.
And it happens.
Yeah, exactly. But at the same time, it's just at this point, I'm trying my best to move forward. That's what it is. And I'm not saying this is.
But in moving forward, you're going to fail.
Yeah, exactly.
You do know that, right?
Ah, you're absolutely right. You're not knocking a hard bargain. You know, I'm very aware of that. I'm very, you know, I'm very familiar with failure. But at the same time, I can do my best, you know, to at least.
But that seems like where the burnout is coming from. Like, you're going this fast.
It's like,
and man, oh my God. Like, you know, I'm like, I don't want to fail. I don't want to. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel you. But, you know, you got to because, you know, I was real comfortable.
No, you don't. You can just fail.
Then what?
Figure it out.
Yeah, exactly. That's where I'm at. Trust me. If you knew the whole story, you'd understand.
I got time.
Not enough weed.
We got enough.
Not true.
Yeah. No, it's just like, you know, it's just like I said before, it's not as far as, but I'm just trying to stick with, like, you know, just like my mental health. I'm at a good spot right now, you know. I don't hate myself and want to kind of keep it going at that pace.
Oh, sometimes you can get a little depressed?
Yeah, absolutely. You know what I mean?
Then, is finances attached to that?
That's the worst part. I got everything, like, you know, I don't stress about money anymore. Right? I'm always that person. If I have a little
I'm
bit
about,
to maintain,
that's anymore. That's so that means right now.
No, I just have a little bit just to be comfortable. That's all I need. I don't need to be rich. I'm comfortable. I'm not worried about next month. Huh?
You sure?
Positive.
You know you get to keep everything you ask for.
Think so? Not when you die. Huh?
Death is certain, right?
Yeah, death is certain. You don't take anything with you.
Well, that wasn't the argument.
No.
The argument was you get to keep everything that you ask for.
I mean, that you pay for.
That you ask for.
Oh, okay, I got you. I hear you now. I hear you now.
So if all that's what, if that's all you want out of life, that's all you get.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, you're right. I hear you.
I'm trying to get paid.
Yeah, like what? Like what am I? Like what are you doing this for?
I don't know.
Like I'm doing. I gotta get mine, dog. I know what poverty looks, feels, tastes, smells like. I know that very well, intimately.
Yeah.
I'm not doing anything that I'm doing to just be okay.
I hear you.
It's not to not to get paid. Being of service pays me well, right?
Yeah.
But it's not to just be okay.
Right.
So you got to be clear with that to, off top. I don't think that they would have a problem with you growing, like growing within their company, because you growing within their company means that you
were all growing.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's what he wanted. That's why he said, I've been waiting for so long for somebody to say that.
Well, that's why I feel like when we're talking, it seems like you are fearful of, like, somebody growing and then being like, fuck you.
Well, no, it's not even that.
This is an institution of winners around here.
Exactly.
If you get big and you bounce, I wouldn't
bark off this tree again. That's the thing. It's just like...
I
just convinced myself I wouldn't bark up like the collections tree again.
But again...
You weren't barking.
That's what I'm saying.
You get to keep everything that you ask for. So if this is not the tree that you want to bark up...
No, it's the thing. I wasn't planning on it. It's like, I'm very interested. That's why I mean, I feel like I'm going to have to disappoint my man.
But you conflicted.
Yeah. You know,
and you're going this way. You're going this way and this way at the same time. So you got to commit to which way that you want to go.
That's why I'm not giving no... It's like, I'm not going to sit here and say yes, and I'm not going to say no either.
To what?
To taking the opportunity, you know?
To opportunity to what?
To work for him. You know? I have no
way... But see, but that's the thing. That's not an opportunity to work for him. If it's an opportunity for you, then what kind of opportunity is it, right? They have an opportunity to have you come in, yes, right? But that's for them. What's for you?
Yeah, but I just know what it could be. That's the thing. I see the end game. That's all I meant.
What's the end game?
I mean, do it well.
What does that look like?
I don't know yet. I'm trying to get there.
See, that's where I feel like you just have a hard time admitting what you want.
Mm-hmm. Because we've asked it point blank.
Because you keep saying like, I feel like I'm gonna do well. Why do you want well if you don't know what well looks like?
Because I've never been in the position to really ask for something. That's what it is.
Well, now you are. We're asking.
That's why I'm not gonna.
Okay, so what does? Okay, so let's.
I'm gonna weigh my options.
Guys, can we play a game?
We sure can, Nash. Let's do it.
So we're gonna go around the room and we're gonna say for us what well looks like, and you're gonna join in. Okay, sounds good. I'll lead it off. Well, looks like for me, a couple of Teslas, one Model X, one Model 3. House, 26,000 square feet, optional fountain. I don't want to waste more. 10 bedrooms, even more bathrooms, at least 8 suites connected to those bathrooms. About 30 rooms all together into the place, all themed. Maybe one room, Versace.
Yeah, that'd be dope. That would be dope.
Couple of other rooms I might have, you know, what is it, the African American College Association or something like that. I might have something like that in one of those rooms.
Okay.
All kind of cloths and all of that. Trips everywhere, still flying around the world, problem solving, doing what I want to do. Being of service at my highest capacity, to where my time is really at that expense.
Yo, listen, what do you mean? You guys, why don't you have him run the spot?
No, not
Scott. So we're just talking about, we're just talking about well for me.
Okay.
This is well for me.
What I mean is just...
Well for me. My legacy is fully established. I've created transgenerational wealth. It's insured. My life is insured, so I'm content with living and dying, as you mentioned earlier. I'm not concerned with that at all. And I have romantic love, as I would like it. You know what I mean?
As many or as few.
As I would like it.
You choose at any given point.
I'm living in the grace of God. You know what I mean?
So that's all I knew.
But that's off the top of my head.
What more do I need to say, though?
Off the top of my head, that's what I'm able to diverge within my imagination. So to the left and my right, who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
So go ahead.
You go.
So the other day I was on Instagram, right, and I'm looking at.
Want to know what looks well, what quantifies well for you, how you operate. Operational
Legos.
Legos.
I've always loved Legos my whole life.
It's no competition.
All the while.
Yo, I've always loved Legos my whole life. It was like my only toy when I was younger. Like it was all I had to play with. It was what I fucked with the most. Right, so I'm looking on Instagram, right, and I see this artist, right, and she makes these crazy Lego wall sculptures, right. So this motherfucker is showing us his Lego wall sculpture, and this shit is fucking. You want to see it?
No. Go ahead. You tell your story. I'm just trying to get the definition of well, please.
So I'm looking at this thing, right, and this dude's opening up the doors in the wall of the Lego sculpture. He's got like a fucking dope ass like nightclub with all these Lego guys, right? He opens up the one joint. It's like this other crazy thing. He opens up the one joint. This motherfucker got a Lego house of his own house in his house in the wall. Like he opened up the wall and it was a joint of his own house. And that shit was unbelievable.
And I want that wall, you know what I'm
I need that wall. I need my Lego house in my wall in my house.
I love it.
You feel me?
Goose, Lauren, who's
I've already done this.
I was thinking mental well.
I need that.
But
yeah, I need all that. But
I want to be going to the casino and like.
I need that Lego wall.
That.
I need the artist to come to my house.
I was used to treating people.
I need the artist to come to my house and build my fucking Lego wall, dude, for like my dope ass room.
Yeah, like I see about like someone's coming to do my nails at my house instead of me going to them.
And I want to be able to smoke endless $75 ace. All day while I look at my Lego house fucking wall joint that you want to see. I gotta show you guys. This shit is fucking incredible.
So that leaves you, sir.
See, like, I don't know. I'm so much like, I'm simple. Like, honestly, I was just gonna resort to like security, insurance, property, equity, a family, and I'd be.
That's not simple, sir.
That's very simple. That's
is like, everybody around here on Simple Avenue doing that?
I mean, you're talking about a Versace themed room, and I'm asking for life insurance. I don't know.
I said the same thing.
Yeah, but that's. I mean, I'm on the same boat, but I just. I'm, you don't that's, want. That's where I was at. That's
you don't want a Lego fucking wall by an artist.
I mean, that's official. I mean, that's crazy.
An artist came to this dude's house. And
but that's
that.
What I'm. There's still the conflict. You're saying I want the simple things, but.
That's
simple, simple America.
That's simple. Everybody would have it.
Yes. So it's you got it. So you have to talk about what you really want.
I want fuck you money.
Yeah.
So I can tell anybody to go fuck themselves.
You see that video of Floyd
what
Mayweather?
What quantifies being well for you?
Did you see that video of Floyd Mayweather? He had $1 million at his feet and he had all the jewelry on and he was drinking.
So let's get some. Let's get a standard.
That's the thing. Like, I mean, like,
so let's process a standard.
He walks around.
We could come back to this. We'll process a standard for the gander.
I mean.
So we'll start with the transitive verb of well, right? So you know definitions, they work over time, they build over time with one word meaning whatever to a group of people, and they say that this is what this word means for me and whatever, 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 and it develops a standard. So well by itself has so many different meanings as a verb, as a noun, and so many different things, but I would start off at the transitive verb. And in that it says to emit in a copious free flow. That's the transitive meaning of well. I thought that was really dope. But the adverb of well is in a good or proper manner, justly, rightly, satisfactorily, with respect to conduct or action. Did well in math, works well under pressure. In a kindly or friendly manner, spoke well of your idea, wished them well. With skill or aptitude, expertly, excellently, paints well. Satisfactorily, the plan worked well. With good appearance or effect, elegantly, carried himself well.
Satisfied.
Right? Yeah, you go somewhere, you get a meal, You can't really explain it, but you feel great. You're like, man, I'm satisfied.
What could you ask for when you go somewhere you want a meal, order exactly what you ask for, you get it, and you enjoy it? What more could you ask?
You're satisfied.
Satisfied.
I'm so fucking satisfied with this meal right now. So, you said my well. You mentioned all my well blew yours out the water.
Well, not blow yours.
Wait. Let me finish.
I just never considered.
But the standard is just to be in a copious free flow. What brings that copious free flow for you? So it seems
shame,
like
right?
It's not a shame.
What brings me happiness? I couldn't answer you that either.
That's not a shame.
Yeah,
it's actually really good
that
you can be aware of the fact that I don't know what makes me happy.
You ever buy a Mega Millions ticket?
Nope.
Never bought a Mega Millions.
I did it, but I didn't buy it, saying like I'm about to.
But when that shit was like $2 billion, you didn't buy one.
I mean, probably.
You didn't think in the back of your head, like, yo, what if I win this shit?
See.
But you know what? If you think about it, you're asking someone who's been to casino, who's worked it, people paid out.
You can't win a billion.
Guys got paid out.
You can't win a billion at the casino.
Dude, the people with the most money are miserable fucks. Oh. Hey, all you rich
I'm going to be a happy rich motherfucker.
Yeah, that's the master plan, but you know, if you do that in the process,
rather be a
stepping on people.
Miserable motherfucker than a broke miserable motherfucker.
I'm just trying to play my cards right, because I see a lot of people make mistakes. Not trying to make the same ones. You can follow by a lead. You can have, you know, stakes with snakes. Or
wise man learns from the smart man's mistakes. Wise woman learns from the smart woman's mistakes. But I want to stay on target with this well piece. Because we only want people on the bus that's going to be in the right seat. You might not be a perfect fit for this, and that's okay. As long as you get to where you want to get to. That's what that... If you're getting to where you want to get to, that creates the space for them to get to where they need to get to with the person that they need to get to. And that's okay. It just takes a little bit more time. But if we're winning, and we know what supplies this mission for, like, to win, but then here you come with all this great energy. You want to produce, but you don't know what you want to do. So we can, that energy can tank into losing. Because we're focused on winning. You have no idea to focus on. You just got all this great energy. That can go towards the negative. Going to bender. Get drunk, get fucked up. You had a great month. Now we can't find you for a week. I'm my fault. I'm going to make it up. I'm going to get back. And you have these really high levels of success, and you can't understand why you still feel so drained. Maybe that success is not for you.
I don't know. The thing is, like, some people are like, it's just, I feel like I deserve it. You know what I mean? At this
deserve
point.
What?
Something better.
What's the something better?
I think what they have to offer. You know,
what are they offering?
An opportunity to actually get involved somewhere where there's extra room to grow. A lot of people are selfish in this business. I see it. You know, but
here we go. So now we striking pay dirt. Some gratitude.
Well, that comes without being said. Yeah, I'm all aware.
It has to be said.
Well, they know that.
How the fuck I know what you're grateful for?
Well, I'm just saying. Like I said, I came here for just, you know, a conversation. I wasn't expecting this to be put on the table at all, you know? I really didn't.
Man, great things happen for great people.
You know, like I said, I took his piss today and I failed the drug test with his piss. Maybe
that means if you failed the drug test with his piss, that means he's been epically lying to us, which I believe.
What the fuck was in your
which
face?
I believe.
No, I'm just saying this shit.
Which I believe.
I was just sitting on
secondly.
No, I didn't even think of that.
Secondly.
That shit failed.
Hold up.
Goose over here getting high.
No. Goose is not straight. Is like how he wants us to believe.
Yes, he is. This dude didn't have my piss warm enough. That's not on me. Secondly,
that shit just wasn't for you. You was meant to be in this position. I'm a huge subscriber in Providence.
Yeah, no, yeah.
You know what Providence is? Jacques?
You told us.
You know what Providence is?
I'm sorry.
Would you like to know what Providence is? I hate to bore you.
No, it's not. Trust me. This is because we smoked 3 L's. I've been up since 6 in the morning.
So have I. I've been up since 5. And I got my son to school. I donated to his school today. Big box of shit from my company and No Innovation. Shout out to them. And it made the whole block. It was like a sale block. They was like, can we share this with the teachers down the lane? Of course. fucking right. Go ahead. Y'all need this for real? I can get you more. That's how I felt.
Yeah.
But I say that to say, when you up doing what you want to do, time doesn't matter. I was just sleepy as fuck. I was knocked out up on his couch trying to figure out like what I'm gonna, you know, what I'm gonna do tonight's episode about, because it was supposed to be about rectification, but Dr. Tory couldn't make it tonight. So this to me is providential. I smelt baked goods being cooked, so I already wanted to get down here. But I just chose to just let it be. You know what I mean? I said, if it's meant to be, I'll get down here some kind of way. Fell asleep for about an hour. Woke up. The game was still on. I was freezing. Goose was ready to bust my balls because I came in the door telling him his energy was fucked up as the producer. And I can't record up under this kind of stress. He didn't give a fuck because it's not, you know, he's, he don't care about, yeah, yeah. Exactly. 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 So providence is preparation for future eventualities and tapping into your spiritual powers. Two different definitions, right? So for me, this is providential because, again, I didn't ask for this. But I get a chance to do what I love to do. This is my practice. This is my trade to the world. This is what I provide. You said you didn't ask for this. You just happened to be here in the right time. However, if I'm grateful and you not, what do you get with a negative and a positive?
Nothing.
Negative results.
I can count my gratitude. I could count at least 20 things right now, 30 seconds, that I'm grateful for in today alone. And I already cheat. I can cheat because I've already told you. I've already started. You want to bet? I heard a lot of casino talk today. I heard about a lot of betting, a lot of gambling. Would you like to bet me?
Nope. But I'll take your word for it.
No, I want you to match it because you said competition earlier. Give me 20 things that you're grateful for right now. I wouldn't even put no time on the clock. 20
things.
Just 20 things. For? Matter of fact, give me 10.
I can give you 10.
Give me 10 things you're grateful for. Well, and they all can't be the same thing.
Right now, I hear you.
I'm grateful for women. I'm grateful for pussy. I'm grateful for the company of women. You can't do that.
Oh, I thought you were.
You can't do that. Don't try to be like, oh, you don't finesse it.
That's basic. That's just like, that's basic, though. I wouldn't even.
What's basic? Feminine energy?
Well, no, not that at all, but I'm just saying, just like anyone. But I hear you, so okay, I feel you.
My brother would die right now to have a girl, like, sit on the couch with him.
Just sit there. Just can I please?
He has dreams about co ed prisons.
What?
He's like, I dream that there's women here because that's how fucking low. No, both of them. Sam in prison.
Oh, Sam?
Yeah. Well, now I think about both of them.
We're not going to talk about the Street White Boy Network right now.
Sorry.
Well, I'm just making it that.
No, I hear you.
Women.
Yeah, absolutely. But, well, I mean, like, no.
So just, we just cheated for you.
No, well, okay. So, just, you know.
Now you only got to come up with nine.
Okay. Well, the fact that I'm alive, woman, the fact that, you know, that I still have, you know, the option to take advantage of opportunities, because a lot of people can't. Some people don't have their freedom. Some people aren't even able.
Your mom was very close to burning us.
Oh, shit. I don't have anything to do with that. You know, I'm happy that I'm sober.
We got brownies, too.
I'm happy that I have a few good people still in my life. You know, I'm happy for, you know.
Are you happy for it, or are you grateful for these things?
Well, I guess, yeah, I'm grateful. You know, grateful. You know, I'm grateful the fact that, you know, I have a vehicle, you know, because that goes a long way these days. What is that, six? I'm grateful.
He's on the ropes.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, you know. I'll be honest.
That's just me putting pressure on you.
Yeah.
I'm distracting you. That's how the world is.
Well, that's the thing is because.
Give me four more.
Because that's the thing you're asking.
Give me four more.
Yo, you're asking somebody.
Give me four more.
But that's the thing.
Give me four more.
I'm grateful for the fact that.
Thank you.
I have both my legs because I've seen someone that lived a life without that. Grateful for my health.
Did you say that earlier? You said I'm grateful to be alive.
Yeah, but that wasn't. Like,
then we said the same kind of. No, same kind of things.
But that was before. I mean, I'm not trying to knock it. Okay. We said we can go back on this. You know, like. I'm grateful for this opportunity.
You just said that earlier. So we stuck at eight.
Yeah, but.
It's hard. It's tough, I know.
I tried everything. I'm grateful I've never been to jail before. I never experienced that. And, I'm grateful for all the women in my life.
10. That was dope, man. So congratulations. Congratulations. But I like that you were still able to give me 100%. But I want you to accept the challenge of increasing that. Because how tough that got for you after 60%?
Yeah, that's the master plan, though.
But the master plan is, like, you don't have to wait.
Yeah, I'm realizing that now.
You just increase your gratitude for everything that's happening around you. The full breadth of everything that you could be grateful for, right?
Right.
Everything that you could be grateful for. I don't even know you, and I can rattle off 10 for you right now.
Yeah.
Do your dick work?
Yeah.
That's a major thing for a man, ain't it? That's crazy for a man. Like, we feel like we have nothing other than that, yeah. Right? Yeah, that's one major thing. Where your mom at?
I don't know her.
Me either. But you still made it. That's another thing to be grateful for. Because a mother's love is next to God's love. How often did you hear that coming up?
Never.
Oh, I've always heard that. But I was always... So that's another thing to be grateful for, that you never even had to hear that. Right? Where's your pop at?
Don't know.
And you made it anyway. Give me some more. Ah! That's another thing to be grateful for. I imagine that you made it through different levels of neglect, abuse,
but that's
whatever.
Yeah, but that everyone has. Well,
no, that's not to discount your story. Yeah, we don't give a fuck about everybody else. Yeah, we're talking about Jacques.
I hear you. Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's another thing to be grateful for, all three of those things independently. Alone. See, when you start to embrace your story like that as the winner, like, I came up and I've always won. I didn't have a mother. I didn't have a father.
Growing up in America.
Through the alleys of the world. All the dark and back alleys of the world. Never giving an upper hand. Could never see the long side of myself. Always saw the shorter side. But look at me now.
I mean, it's all the process. Okay.
You make it sound so simple.
Well, you just gotta go with the motions.
Oh. Isn't that what that said to be? Well, copious free flow. Didn't it say something like, was I here by myself? Did he just say the same thing that the definition in the dictionary just said?
Mm-hmm.
So what is it so fucking hard to do then, Jacques?
What's so hard to do?
You tell me. I'm trying to figure it out. The whale thing.
No, it's just hard to find what brings you happiness.
How? You just told me.
I love what makes me happy.
You just told me what makes you happy.
I don't have any of those things besides a working dick.
See, you're not alive?
Huh?
You're not alive?
Yeah.
You don't have your health? Just answer the question, sir.
I'm 90 days clean.
But do you have your health?
Now I do.
Do you have your health?
Now I do,
yes. Yes. Yeah. Do you have good feminine energy around you?
Yeah.
These are all the things that was on your list, brother. Yeah. I'm not making this up. Did you got it or not?
Yeah.
So what are you talking about?
I'm not talking about anything.
It's the friction of this duality of I don't have and I'm trying to get. You have and you using that to move forward. If you're rich right now, you're rich. Like you said, the 15, none of that matters. It's just a bonus.
I just want peace of mind. That's really what it is.
So what delivers that?
I'm looking for it.
You already have it, man.
Yeah,
I'm asking you what it is.
I told you. Gave you 10.
You gave me things that you're grateful for. You didn't give me the things that bring you happiness.
I don't know. That's always the thing. I can never answer that question. It's always been my problem.
Here we go.
Like,
let's celebrate that too.
Yeah,
you don't know. First level of awareness. The truth ain't meant to make you feel good, Jacques. It's meant to make you aware. You don't know. You like jerking off?
Pretty funny. I've jerked off twice since I've gotten here.
It brings your balance. It brings you back to that neutral space in life. Charges you up. I'm happy. Yes, I'm good.
That can remind you that you're alive, that's for sure.
What about a good steak hoagie?
I enjoy a good steak hoagie from time to time.
Some jams.
How about some good soup?
I go to the butcher. He got it on deck. It's good. You know?
Good company.
Yeah, that's, you know, those are the joys. Our people you're doing there.
Family.
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
see that? See the pay dirt? See the consistency in all the answering, and family comes, and it's just like, well, I don't really have family. I don't really know family.
Yeah, but you know what? I had the opportunities to do it, and I blew it. So it's just my own fault.
So why does failure have to be the end all be all?
No, it's not the end all be all, but the opportunity.
But just
not
the way
there.
You explained it.
The opportunity's not there.
The opportunity is always there. You got a working gun.
Yeah, I'm getting it there. You know what I mean?
You can fire off anywhere, in any direction, at any time.
That's the problem. That's the problem.
You can't fire off?
No, I can fire off. I have just too many options. That's the problem.
Didn't have several babies. What's wrong with that?
Mm-hmm. Child support's a motherfucker.
Get rich.
Master plan.
You keep saying that like as the master plan is to come. It's either now or never.
Right, exactly. You gotta take it day by day, and you gotta work with the options you have. This option just came across the table about an hour ago, and I'm already contemplating on terminating my other one. It's just at this point in time.
Why can't you do both?
That's up to them, not up to me.
Up to who?
To them. I'm no good to them.
How is your life up to anybody?
Because I'm no good to them for 6 hours.
But are you any good to yourself?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so what the fuck does you... Like, what do you care? Why do you keep caring about what somebody else care?
Well, that's not on me.
How come?
Because it's their choice. They ain't gonna do it with me.
You're right. You're absolutely right. It ain't on you. So why are you thinking about what they thinking about?
Because...
You can never know what they thinking about.
Because I'm thinking about it at an owner's perspective.
Are you an owner?
It's the master plan.
So how could you come at it from that perspective?
Because you got to think like an owner to be one.
You keep blowing me away, guy. I swear. It's like, why am I even talking to this guy? You got the answers, right? But then you just backtrack on me.
I mean, it's...
You are fighting a brave battle, my friend.
Of what? Like, I see what you're doing, but I don't see what you're doing. Like, what are you trying to, like, what?
That's this whole thing right here. That's this whole entire thing, right? You know, but you don't know. You talk so fast.
Yeah, no, it's my problem.
You got two ears and one mouth, buddy. So you can listen more than you talk.
I peep it, you know. So here we are.
I'm still trying to figure out what makes you happy.
That's the both of us. I mean, realistically, we...
But you haven't diverged. You haven't even said anything. I gave you the most.
Right now, I'm really not too focused on what brings me happiness. That's the fucking problem. So right now, that's the least of my concerns. I can give a fuck about a woman right now. I can give a fuck about jerking off right now. I can give a fuck about that. That ain't going nowhere. That's guns and butter. There's two different things. This has got me to where I'm at right now.
Okay.
I had more than enough fun.
Uh-huh.
You can have my dick. You want it? At this point, give me like a good three, six months without it so I can bounce back where I'm at. And then I'll think about playtime. Right now, it's like real shit. Honestly, dude, if every single moment of the day I do something that really benefits myself. If it ain't this, it ain't that. Trust me. It's to the point where it's almost to the point where it's making my brother sick of me. Because he ain't shit.
But what did it say? What did the definition of well say? The copious and free flow state, right? That's play. So you talking about I want to get the furthest the fuck away from play as I can on this grand stage of sounds good.
What do you mean?
You only going to get paid. You only going to have a great life if you live at a continuous state of play.
Yeah, and there's no play.
So you're never going to get paid.
It's got to be play.
Mario goes to work and plays every fucking day.
I'm smoking $20 blunts.
And then he comes and shows pictures to Lauren. Who might not even know. She can get into it afterwards because her man is into it so much.
Yo, but our plates are different. Boop, boop, boop. Our plates are different. You got something else going on. There's something different. There's something see,
but
different.
Here, but here's the thing. You keep comparing the human to the human. He got something else. He got something special. What? There's no fat white man in the cloud picking certain people to be successful.
You ain't lying about that, and that's why it's bigger than that. That's why I'm saying, like, it's just like.
But you keep saying two different things. You're saying it's bigger than that, but it's smaller than that.
I know what I'm worth here.
You keep talking about here.
About at the office.
What about the epic level?
Exactly. I'm trying to find that out. So either I stay here and never know what that could be, and prosper.
Why can't you do both?
Huh?
Yeah. Why can't?
Why is it black or white?
I don't know, because it's only been about 2 hours since we've been discussing this. I don't know.
Really, only 49 minutes.
Yeah, no, but I mean, before you got in the picture, we've been talking about this for a while. That's why I'm trying to weigh my options. You can't just jump your gun.
But here's my thing.
You know,
you're hitting the gas and the brake at the same time. There's two different things that you can.
Those fucking tires,
right, but you can't do that.
I know. But
you have to diverge first, which is hitting the gas, and then converge, which is pressing on the brake firmly. But right now, you need to be wild and unusual ideas.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of them. Just get as many ideas that you can out. Diverge all that you can.
But that's what he's saying. That he's saying that he might not want to do the collections thing because he really doesn't want to be full time and he wants to do something. He's
no, done, that's the thing.
He's done, but he, but already, regardless of, before, but regardless before. Of that, he needs to be coming up with more options.
No doubt.
Instead of picking apart this option as it comes across the desk.
But bro,
that's evaluation.
You didn't hear what he said. He basically said that he did collections before. He knows what that road is, so he knows that he can go back to that whenever he wants to. He's looking at doing something else. He doesn't. He knows he can be successful in that, but he doesn't want to do that.
But what are the options? You're still not giving me options.
He just said that he was in the process of figuring it out.
This is an option that comes across your desk. You're still missing my point.
Right. What else? Hold up.
You can't listen to me and talk at the same time. You can't diverge and converge at the same time. What I'm saying is, if this is an option for you, you can't police this option as soon as it comes across your desk. It's an option. Try it out. Bartending is an option. Try it out. You're not going to die Wednesday.
No, I hear you. But it's just
so try the fucking shit out. Fuck what you talking about. Try it out. It's an option. How are you gonna figure out what works for you if you're not diverging on what could work for you? It's an option. You don't know if you can be a fucking bomb school teacher. By tomorrow, you need to be filling out a BPS application. You don't know. So don't tell me about what you're trying to do or what you're tired of doing. You can't do two things at once. You have to come up with ideas, come up with enough ideas, and then converge on those ideas. What do I actually want to do? What brings me joy? What do I like to do? Do that instead of saying, but man, I don't know what I want to do, man. I done did this. That does nothing for me. It does nothing for you. It does nothing for these two. We're stuck in a stalemate. What I'm saying is, if it's a viable option, try it out. The most genius things that they could do at Kmart 10, 15 years ago was put the try me fucking sticker on the box to let the kid try the toy in the store. I gotta have it. I have to have it.
Yeah, like the little Lego joints where you spin the joint and then the fucking car rips it on.
So you can't tell me about like, oh man, I'm doing this and I'm doing. You got options, kid. If you want to exercise the full breadth of your creativity, then you need to stop killing your options as they come to you. You keep saying, I want opportunities.
Right.
I got these opportunities.
Right.
I got these opportunities.
Right. No, I've shot down more opportunities the past month than Chuck. Absolutely.
It's my life, right? So I'm going to tell this bartending cat, I need this amount of time. So I'm going to work from you for two to whatever today. Because I got this other obligation. I got this other thing for my life.
Yeah, but the collection.
Ain't nobody doing you no fucking favor.
It doesn't work like that. If you're not there for 8 hours, I'm no good to them. It's just
okay, so then that okay, then it doesn't work for you.
Right, but what I can do is, like I said, I can try tomorrow. This can be a bust. I don't know what's bringing to the table. It could be a bust. And then I can be there fucking on, you know, Thursday, kicking it, smiling. Just like, hey, I'm the new guy. Just don't, you know, and that's fine. And that's what I'm, that's the feel. That's why I plan on taking the step in that direction, but. The thing about it is, I want to tell my man tomorrow that I, you know, whatever. But
you want to, and I appreciate that tenacity.
Yeah.
Bravo, that shows great character.
Just, I've been asking him for a favor for like the past like 7 weeks. Like, I've been like really asking him, so You know, he probably, I don't know if he went out of the way or called him a favor. I don't know what he did.
Nobody wants you working for them half-hearted.
Yeah, exactly. And I told him that. You know what I'm saying? And so if he... Like, the thing about this bartending gig ain't shit. It's a bartending gig. It's nothing special. This is more of an
opportunity. It is something special if it's special to you.
Well, no, he's special to me. It's a good... It's friendship. I don't
so like it's more about crazy. Relationship.
Yeah, I don't like...
But that doesn't mean that you need to behave obsequiously, which means that you need to behave in servitude. The person that's doing you a favor, this is statistically proven, right? If a person do you a favor, they then at that moment realize that they care more about you than they knew themselves. So the favor is not really about you, it's about them. You understand what I'm saying? That man granted you a favor because he cares more about you than he even knew that he cared about you. But if you gonna get in his place of business and you can't perform to the degree in which he needs you to perform, then that's not the favor that he would have wanted to grant you. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you.
He just wanted to be there for you. Because you his guy. You needed something, and he was like, hey, I got this open if that's what you want to do. But no, by no means does he want you to get there and just not be fulfilled. But once you sign your name on that contract, you are obliged to what you said you would do. Or I will terminate you. It's not personal. It's business. You understand what I'm saying?
No, I hear you.
Nobody's going to die from what you do or not do in making these decisions here today. This is about your life and what fulfills you, what makes you happy. And you're trying to figure that out. You need to give yourself some room to figure it out. That shit ain't gonna happen tomorrow. It may not happen in 6 months. It might take full within this whole year. But you gotta be committed to figuring that out. And you can't be bothering yourself about this shit. You can't be pestering yourself in your mind saying, man, when I got to be doing something, I done wasted this time doing this and doing that. Who gives a fuck? That's in the past.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. It's just these are vital years. You know?
Dog, it was vital years to be for you to be born without a mother and a father. The fuck you talking about? Nobody give you no care.
Yeah, well,
and you still made it here.
Yeah, but that's...
That's what?
I've already conquered. I've already got over that W.
You never get over that. That's always a part of your driving force. You want to know how I know? Because I live it every day, brother.
Yeah, but, like, it's same dog, you know, one dog, one trick. You know, it's all...
If you complain about it.
I don't complain about you. I don't ever speak on it. I don't
but you deserve to be able to speak on it.
Well, nobody asked.
The people don't got to ask you about your woes. They don't ask me about where I came from in here.
Yeah, no, I hear you. No, I'm not saying it like that, but it's just not something you just wear on your shoulder.
Yeah, it's just the way it's marketing. Just how well you package it, sir.
Oh, I hear you.
Would you agree?
Yeah.
Would you agree? Everybody is wearing their story. How fitting is it? How good are you at telling the story?
Try tuition a dorm in a vehicle, and then you burn it all down.
I asked you to tell your story earlier today. Oh. You said there's not enough. I said I got time. You said there's not enough weed. You gave me every excuse in the world not to tell me your fucking story.
About what you mean, like?
Exactly. You conflicted again, brother. You conflicted again. You want to live 100% of a 50% life. You want to go to her full 100%? This is why we're here tonight. This is why we came across each other's paths.
You know, this is mid-60s. This is what they call...
It has nothing to do with what they got to do. It's they got theirs. That's like my students. When they come to the classes, they be like, yeah, these motherfucking professors, they think that... Wait. They have theirs. They have theirs. You got to get yours. This is purely a mental gauntlet to see how if you want it just as bad as they wanted it.
When you walk into a room with a turntable, you know you're dealing with serious audio file. When I was growing up,
you got an opportunity to grow? That sounds like a fucking awesome opportunity. They looking for somebody to turn this ship around? You said you're the guy to do that? That sounds like an incredible opportunity. Way better than being able to bartender. What did I know? One sounds like a boss, one sounds like a worker. But that's my perspective. I can't shape that perspective for you. You own that content. You know that story. You know what's going on within that story. All I'm asking is that you tell it as a creator. That you tell that story as a victor. Not to anybody, but to yourself first. Because that's when we're going to start to hit that goal, that pay dirt of what it is that you provide to this canon that we call life. Everybody got something.
So here we are.
Steelcraft, very popular toy company. You don't have the tail fin on.
And there we go.
It's like they just unbolted it.
Wait, what is that? Was it polarity? Is that what it's... Here we come and there we go.
You got to know when to shift gears. You got to know when to move. And that requires a huge level of trust. Intuitive response.
I feel like the trust... factor.
I'd rather come in and show you what I'm worth, and you decide. What I'm not gonna sit here and show you, hey, my dick's this big. You know what I mean?
Literally walked into the door of amazing opportunities in seconds.
But would you attribute that to Providence?
Explain
yes.
What that is one more time.
Could you explain that?
Yes, because Mario does tend to like roll with shit, and like he generally trusts people until they give him a reason not to, where I'm on the and I get like so he walks into opportunities and I talk myself out of opportunities.
But the larger focus to me in that is he trusts himself.
Yes.
To do what he came to do.
Right.
When he gets there, regardless of what the fuck, I could do my job. If you don't pay me, I'm taking your ass to court, or I'm gonna break your legs. Whatever I have to do to get you to understand. We got to remember we talked about that understanding. I'm gonna get me some understanding. So when a person, I love when a person say, "Be like, man, I don't trust nobody." I love that. I love when they come to me like that, because
you don't
that
trust yourself.
Yeah, you're telling me all automatically you have trust issues and you're very insecure. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So if you trust yourself in certain situations, it doesn't matter what the fuck happens. This house can catch on fire right now, but you know that you're going to survive. You can be like, I can get myself out. In fact, I can get a couple other people out with me. So
yeah,
I'm not even...
I'm going to get bubs out.
I don't even give a fuck.
He's so confident in everything.
Yo, I got
but
shit
that's,
to get out, and I'm getting it all out.
Another word for confidence...
I got stuff that I like. I got pairs of shoes I'm bringing out.
Another word for confidence in the business context is insurance. Whole point of not caring about dying is because I'm going to be okay. My kid is going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? He going to have a situation. He got a trust set up so he going to, you know what I'm saying? He got protocol set up so he'll live.
I really didn't think I was going to make it this far.
Me motherfucking neither.
This wasn't a part of the plan. I wasn't supposed to make it.
Dog, do you think I thought I was making it this far?
It wasn't a part of the plan.
You don't know me, man.
I'm not saying I do.
What I'm saying to you is, like, I don't know you. You don't know what it took for me to be in this situation, in this position right now. I can assure you, 5 years prior to this moment, I definitely didn't see myself in this kind of capacity at all, whatsoever.
How old are you?
34. This is my 35th year. And I fly around the world problem solving, and I get paid to do it, right? Associated with other creativity firms in this area based off of my merit. Not even knowing what I'm doing. Just people watching what I'm doing. And they like, yo, we like what you're doing. Come do this. And you don't have to forego your creativity, right? You don't have to forego what you're working on already. We still want you to contract with us. And you can still do you at the same time. I live my dream, dog. Every day. I come from throwing bricks and boulders at the penitentiary for real. I was born, I'm a baby of the crack epidemic for real. My whole family is still colored, decorated, peppered this way for real. I had to build real new friends, new life structure, new family. Outside of the relatives that I had. You understand what I'm saying to you? And as a glorified orphan, it feels great because now I have genuine love in my life. I don't have, I have to fight to pay for things. I said, yo, Goose, call us. You see if Mario can fix this ceiling for me because he know my situation. I came through my ceiling. So I can make it to New Orleans to problem solve for the National Academies of Science and Engineering and Medicine.
You had to catch a plane.
And to catch a flight. And I had 2 hours. I called locksmiths, everything. I got this super lock that they can't lockpick, even the locksmith. I said, hey, could you even call yourself a locksmith if you've been outsmithed by a lock?
I was a locksmith.
I don't give a fuck. You can't be a locksmith. You might be a locks journeyman.
You could have got in that door?
No.
You might be a locks journeyman.
What do you mean, no?
You ain't no fucking locksmith. The they said they had to drill through the lock and hurt the lock and all that, the property and all that.
It was a scam.
I was
involved with a crime syndicate. I had no idea what I was doing until the feds got involved.
Yeah, but we don't even.
Yeah, that's cool.
Oh, but I came through the ceiling. I don't even want you to incriminate yourself like that. I came through the ceiling, and I still made it to my flight on time. That was the commitment that I have to doing what I do. You understand what I'm saying? That was the commitment that I had to be able to get that box from the principal of that. He's the principal and founder of that creativity firm. He gave me a box of this leftover supplies because I told him what I want to do within my community and what the steps I was willing to take to get there. And he was like, yo, I love what you're talking about. So you take this parcel and you take that to the school of your choice. And he gave me the blueprint of him, how he and his wife does it. My mentor.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I trust myself to be in these spaces. If I kept thinking that I'm just this two-bit dope dealer nigga from the streets, I wouldn't take advantage of this opportunity that's before me. You understand what I'm saying? You can't wait to get bossed up. You can't wait. That shit happened yesterday. When you wake up nowadays, you should be pissing excellent every day, never missing your mark. Because you can't wait for it. Nobody's going to hire you to become a boss. Unless you go work at General Mills or GM, and even that's going to take a 20-year track to make a management title. They're trying to get you on track, on board to be that now. But again, this is not about them. It's about you. So we're looking at this through your gaze as an opportunity, an option. And you're weighing said options. Because of the two that you've given us, we're going to play like conscious right now and say bartending, management at a collection agency.
And if not, if all fails, I can start at M&T April
1st. If all else fails, I can quit all this shit and go to M&T. I don't have any felonies.
For me?
Yeah.
No.
I don't have any felonies. I ain't got no babies. I ain't got no real responsibilities. No restrictions. I can do whatever the fuck I want, come and go when I please. That's a way stronger narrative, ain't it?
The boring one.
Boring?
Yeah, I'm saying, right now, that's what I'm saying, but that's the moral
got a
story.
Girl
right
to tell
now,
you, you know,
exactly,
kids.
But that's the moral story, is like, I gotta play my cards right now. Like, trust me, believe me, I still enjoy
but
myself.
You see that, do you see the conundrum?
Yeah, because I feel like he's saying, yes, but, and then I'm like, well, I'm not trying to beg you, like, we're not, like, desperate.
Like, you keep, but what about yes and? Yes and. You keep saying like, yeah, well, you know, I'm supposed to have this good life, but it's boring and it's lonely. Like, how?
That's what it is. I'm not gonna sit here and tell you a story. I'm trying to figure my shit out.
Because it's not boring and lonely for me. Like, I feel like a superhero.
I hear you. That's what's up. And then I'm happy for you. But right now I'm working shit out. And if it was all rainbows and unicorns, I'd tell you. But it's not. And I know it could be worse.
But it is all rainbows and unicorns.
Yeah, I mean.
Your perspective is all darkness and sunshine. You weren't born to feel bad, brother.
Yeah. But.
You bought that lie. Wait, but you bought that lie. And I understand. You bought that lie, though. You bought the lie to say that I was born to be in this captivity.
No.
You bought that.
No, not at all. I put myself in.
You bought that.
Yeah.
You didn't. You put yourself in happiness. When you got, when you was birthed into this world, you were birthed into love. Period. There's nothing else.
Yeah, you're right.
You were birthed into goodness. The whole process of that is goodness. You understand what I'm saying? Your mother put herself through a threshold of life and death to get you here on that highway of her body. And you got here. And you live in. No kidney disease. No spinal bifida. No muscular dystrophy. No MS. You ain't strung out. What the fuck, man? Like, how could you, like, how are you sitting on the fence of happiness? I don't get it. And you ain't brave enough, but you're not even, hold up, you're not even brave enough to be a heroin addict. You want to pretend to be this sad.
Yeah, I guess so.
You really happy, man. Let that shit come out. Stop being afraid of being happy. Live with purpose. Do what the fuck it is that you want to do, my man. Stop treating yourself like shit. If you want to treat yourself like shit for real, there's Narcan clinics all over the town of people treating themselves like shit. That's not what you want to do, clearly, because you have access. That shit is everywhere. Dog food is everywhere. That's not what you want. But you want to stay stuck in this limbo period because you're scared to say, I really want to be successful, because what the fuck if I'm successful? And then I fail at being successful.
Try again.
You got like
70
years left to try again.
Yo! Dog, you got the rest of your life to try to work it without. You can make lightning come out your fingers like a Jedi.
Yo, my mom.
You got 70 years to try it.
Yo, my mom is like she's 60, 19. Yo. And she's still trying she's new 19. Shit.
And she still look good.
She's 19. Yeah.
She still look good.
She's looking and feeling it.
She's still trying to do new things, bro. I can't.
Working at that belly.
I'm like, Ma, just do what you do. Well, she's like, Mom, I want to do this. I'm like, what the fuck?
Man, live your life, man.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Stop apologizing, man. It's better to ask for forgiveness. It's easier to tame a tiger than it is to make a pussycat wild. Which one are you?
Which one about what? About the tiger?
You're still playing games with this thing, man.
What do you mean playing games?
You're still playing games with this thing, man.
I mean, I'm giving you the results that you want. I don't know what more you want from me.
I don't want anything from you. What do you want from you?
I don't know. Figuring it out.
You keep saying that.
Yeah, because it's whatever.
That's your hot button answer.
I'm back to the drawing board.
But where's the drawing? Where is it at?
Right here.
Where's your list of shit that you done wrote shit down on your list and said that that's what I'm going to do?
I have emails.
What? Who? To whom?
To people.
I don't give a fuck about them. You keep telling me about other people. What about you?
As far as what?
Where's your to-do list for you?
As far as what? Like,
I know. I understand. But see, again, you bought that lie. This is the shit that they don't teach you in school, right? And because you didn't get it in school, it's like, man, I didn't get it. And I ain't one of the special ones. You bought that lie. You're special. You can do anything that you want to do. Your brain is a manifestation machine. It's big. It's gray. It's beautiful. Do you know how your brain works? You ever heard of the triune brain?
Huh?
The triune brain?
No, I have not.
It's three parts of your brain to the human brain. The basic level is the reptilian brain. All you want to do is fight it, fuck it, run away from it, eat it, or you don't see it at all. And then you have the amygdala, where you just process all your emotions, right? You feel things within that space. And then you have the prefrontal cortex that has its key development time between the ages of 18 and 24, 25. That's where you start to process critical thinking, higher order thinking, judgment, shit like that. So how old are you?
28.
Oh, man. So you only been operating in this space for the past 3 or 4 years. You're still fresh. You're still new. You're still new. Your brain isn't even fully formed until to age 24, 25, somewhere around here. That should make you feel a whole lot better. And then on top of that, I imagine that you went to traditional school, right? They shit it on you. There's this thing called the fourth grade slump. By the time we're age 9, our imaginative genius has waned by 50%. Due to the curriculum of our education system. And by the time you get to your 30s, around your age 30 period, it's almost all gone. So I'm giving you these nuggets to let you know that this is a part of the lie that you bought. Now you can take it back and purchase yourself some truth, a whole lot of it, and start to imagine all again, to wonder. Do you ever say to yourself, man, I wonder what if. I wonder.
Fuck yeah.
I wonder. Do you? You do?
Yeah.
You ever write it down?
I used to.
You should write it down. It validates your own thoughts.
I called it the New York Times.
I like it. I like it. But from wondering, I'd like you to take it a step further and then wander. Wander is giving yourself the license to fuck up. To just live and be shot. Trying to figure it all out. I ain't trying to be perfect. I'm just trying to be in my flow. I just want to do and be me. Live my fucking life.
I used to have a good life.
Here we go again. Here we go.
I used to have a good life. I used to have a bad life. Then I had a good life again. I had a bad life.
Everything isn't linear. Like, man. You go through life.
Oh,
not
my God.
But
you know what? It's just like, I feel like I never hit, like, that pinnacle.
But that's perspective.
Yeah, you're right.
I wonder every day almost where I would be if my parents were married.
Oh, you think it would make a different impact?
Absolutely. What do you mean? How could it not?
But you don't dwell on it.
No, absolutely not.
Because if you did, you wouldn't go forward.
Yeah.
It's just a wonder.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that wonder, this is why your and Lauren's family probably is the way it is. Let us get this right first. Then before we do something like that, before we bring something else into this picture and we hate each other and then we got my shit all over again. Nobody wants the sad story all over again.
No. So I'm saying I'm done giving that sob story.
Wow.
That's why you asked me to tell me about yourself. I can go for days.
It's only a matter of perspective.
It just gets old.
I can listen for days. If the stories...
I love telling stories. I tell the same stories.
How many... They made Rocky over so much that now they got a spinoff of Creed. It's about how you tell a story, my guy. You still not getting the picture.
No, I just like thinking about it. Because
you keep thinking about it as yourself as the victim.
No, I don't know.
You think about yourself as your trauma. Because I never get tired of my story now that I think about it the way that I do.
Because if I was petty, if I wanted to play the victim,
I've got to be the winner every time.
Oh, I win every day. It just could be better. I'm not satisfied, so I'm not going to be like, yo, I'm content because I'm not.
Never content.
He's not saying be content, though. He's saying that, like, we're all striving for more. I don't know what the more is, but we are. We're not.
You know what confidence is?
Sometimes I think I do.
So let's look it up. So we know. So if it ever be broken down, right? So we know. Because we got these computers on our hip all day long.
Uh-oh. You could take the font longer if you want.
No, can I hit that third time?
I'm trying to talk like that.
So, confidence, a feeling of consciousness of one's power or of reliance on one's circumstances. Faith or belief that one will act in a right, proper, or effective way. The quality or state of being certitude. A relation of trust or intimacy. Reliance on another's discretion. Support, especially in the legislative body. A communication made in confidence, secret. So we're starting to get further and further away from what we wanted to be talking about. We're talking about that feeling of a feeling or consciousness of one's powers or reliance on one's circumstances. A faith or belief that one will act in right, proper, or effective way. So that's confidence, right? You know what joy is? You know where joy comes from?
Where joy comes from? The cerebral complex?
Basically. But inside. Joy comes from inside. So what's happiness?
Watching a Disney movie. Happiness. We're all so happy.
Okay.
Like, it's honest joy. No,
like a
but joy can't come like from a film.
Huh?
Joy can't
no,
come from
comes
a film.
From memory.
Okay. Okay.
That's what I meant.
Okay.
Like it really puts a smile on my face, like an honest one.
Okay.
That makes sense. It reminds me of a peaceful time.
Yeah.
A simple time.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. The innocence of your childhood.
Because everything these days, it's like everything's just toxic.
That's because you're away from that childhood. You're away from that play.
Unfortunately, it's only eventually the credits come and it'll last forever, right?
It does. It does. I'm here to tell you that. I'm Peter Pan, man. But back to the, but I'm making a point with that. We talking about joy, we talking about confidence. So where's happy, like, how do we see happiness?
How do you see happiness? It depends. It's how it's prescribed.
You know, happiness can be a bad thing. You know, it depends. You know, things that bring you happiness can definitely not be good for you.
Yeah, that's in moderation. We talked about polarity earlier.
Right, right. So I'm
just cycle saying, of polarity, like, knowing when to switch,
you know,
gears.
There's always a cause and effect. There's a balance. You can't have too much joy.
It seemed like we keep going off on a tangent. Sure. All I asked you was where how do we see happiness?
How do you see it? You feel it. It's not how you see it.
I argue that you can't see happiness. I can look it up for you.
I mean, I guess that'd be easier if you want to get technical. It's just...
happiness is confidence. When a person is confident, even if they aren't happy, if they appear to be confident, it is people. All the rest of us assume that that person has it together. They're happy. Everything is going great for them in their life. They're well-rounded. So happiness... is joy manifested through confidence? You show up to this space, I can do, I have this strong reliance on myself, I trust myself to do and be everything that I say I am. When you add up to that, tell me you don't feel joy.
Yeah. I'm not so familiar with that feeling.
You already happy, man. You already feel this joy. You keep killing it. Because you bought the lie. And because the lie is so far more entertaining than your actual truth, you keep spinning it.
I agree.
How do we get you licensed, man? To be the creator of your own story.
You tell me where I belong, and I'll be happy.
Right here. Right now.
I mean, I agree.
You just told me to tell you, and then I tell you, you said maybe, maybe so.
I mean, because I agree. I mean, I can definitely, like, I feel that. I feel the same. You know what I mean?
Why else would you be here? You know how much I get paid an hour to do this?
Enough to make me get on a ladder for, you know what I'm saying?
For that? Probably about 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, dude, man. Bro, dude. I've been on a ladder up high and I don't like that shit. I had to do that shit because I had to do it. And I don't like it. And
what do you mean? You used to yell at me when I'm, man.
That shit is...
I'm terrified. That's what I'm saying. That's the
yo,
thing.
One time
I'm
Flynn,
not built for it.
Yo, one time Flynn was climbing up the ladder, right? And he was going to cock underneath the window. With some silicone, right? And he's going up the ladder and he looks ridiculous and he's fucking like shaking and fucking, he don't know what he's doing, right? And fucking Dave's like, what the fuck are you doing up there? Ain't you ever been on a fucking ladder before? And Rob looks down and he's like, no, actually I haven't. I've really never been on a ladder before, ever.
Yo,
and that shit was so funny, dude. I was dying.
This dude...
man, I went up the ladder after him, man, and this dude's cock job was ridiculous. That you could tell that before, he had never been on a ladder before. He was definitely not sure that she should even be up there.
No confidence at all.
Uh-uh.
I don't know how to ice skate, but if I get on that ice right now, you wouldn't be able to tell that I never knew.
You should try.
I do more than try.
He's gonna
that's
be
what I'm trying to tell
axles.
You. I'm confident.
He's falling as soon as he steps on that shit.
No. I got video footage. I got video when
went,
I took my son.
Fun.
Yeah.
Did you ice skate? I didn't see you ice skate.
Fucking right. I'm backwards and all that. My sister was like, bro, you really don't know how to ice skate?
He was doing like triple axles.
I'm like, no, yeah. I don't. I only ice skated a couple of times in my whole entire life. And every time I got on that ice was the same time as this time. I'm confident.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If I line you up with a beautiful woman right now and say, go in that room and do what you know how to do best, you'll be confident that you'll know what to do.
Yeah.
Unless she tells you otherwise.
But I mean, like, that's being, I feel like life is that simple then.
Life is that simple. She's going to tell you otherwise, but then you just simply, you humbly, wait, you humbly ask her, how do I get better? And you fucking do the work to get better.
Yo, this one time we're at this high school party, right?
Yo, stop. Yeah, that's funny.
Yo, I'm bent, bro. I'm drunk as fuck, right? Just smoked a blunt.
And y'all in high school.
Couldn't even finish the blunt, right? It was like junior, maybe junior year. Couldn't even, yo, bro, I couldn't even finish the blunt, right? So I got the spins, right? So I go in the other room. It's like my boy's basement. He's got a bedroom, and then he's got like the basement part of the basement. I'm in the basement part of the basement, like all alone. I'm literally sitting on the ground like this, yo.
That was
fucked. I'm just like this, chilling. I'm chilling. I'm good. I can't move though. It's kind of dark. I hear Jock and this girl. Jock is spitting all the game.
Baby, you know I'm gonna love you, right, baby? You know I got you, baby.
She's like, like, I'm trying to go home, but like I'm kind of tired. And he's like, baby,
you ain't got to do none of that.
And I'm
you know I'm here, baby.
Smoked, yo. I can't even look up to see who the girl is, and I can't tell who she was. And fucking. So Jock is, this motherfucker is, he's spitting game. He's trying to go hard, right? So I don't know what happens, right? So after a couple hours go by, I hear Jock punched Larry through the window of a car, right?
He over the chick, the window, man.
Right?
Nah. So he took my ride. I was drunk. I'm gonna
So the bitch ends up bouncing.
I hate when
they tell this. No, but it was just funny because this dude was really trying his hardest. He was like, hey, you know.
He was confident.
Like this motherfucker, he was sure he was going home with this girl.
And ain't have a clue.
And you know what? I don't
ain't even have a clue.
I don't think he did, right?
He ain't have a clue. That's why he was spitting so hard.
Tried again, right? Yeah. Sometime I mean, with like, a different girl or something.
Excellent point.
You gotta shoot your shot, but that's
excellent
like, you're
point,
young, though, bro. You know, like,
yeah, but you tried again.
But you never stopped. Yeah. You kept going.
Like, oh my god, I'm never ain't.
You went back and you tweaked your game. You're like, okay, I ain't get.
I was picking fucking glass out my fist from the fucking curl. Yeah, and
you
suck.
You were like,
I hate with these stories. They mean nothing.
No, it wasn't like you were like, I'm never trying again, like she shut me down.
I actually hit, tell you the truth.
That's what I'm saying. You probably called her the next day. You probably see what I said I did for you. I love you.
Nothing. What does that got to do with the price of apples? Where does that leave me now?
You said
just
that
to show how confident
young.
You were. You knew you were going home.
That was his story of confidence. You didn't get that from that.
I got it.
It
was a little long, but yeah, you get the point.
Well, I had to tell the story. The story was kind of long.
Because you were building off the point about the beautiful woman.
Yeah.
And being in the room.
And he tried.
And you...
And only I was there. Only I knew what happened.
Oh, because you got
the... Because I was drunk in the fucking... I was in the cut. Like, I don't even know if he knew I was there.
No, but you were just that fucked up. I didn't think you were listening. You were fucked up.
I was smoked. But I was listening.
Trying not to... Trying your hardest not to throw up.
Yes.
I know that feeling. I hate throwing up.
I will not throw up. I'd rather hold it and just fucking relax.
And be...
It puts me in a better place. I don't like
throwing up. But the whole point of throwing up is to get the toxin out your body.
I know, but...
But I feel the same way. I'd be like, I don't want to throw up.
It's like, it's literally like me grabbing a hammer and smoking my fingers on purpose. I can't do it. You can't do it.
You should just let me just start Thursday. I'll just do this tomorrow, see what it is, and I'll just tell them tomorrow. You can only schedule me for Fridays and Saturdays and Sundays. And if you can't do that, it's fine. And I'll just start Thursday and we'll see where, you know, we'll just take it from there. You know, why not?
Sounds
definitely
fun.
Interesting.
You're just exuding so much confidence about it. It's really... It's really... You have so much confidence about it, Jack.
Well, like... It's like, it's...
It took
it's
how
almost,
long?
It's almost...
You
know, but that's the thing. That's the thing. It's just like I said, it's just like, I just want to start as a...
Hour and a half?
And if I'm I'll be more excited if you guys tell me by the end of, you know, Thursday at 6 o'clock, like, yeah, you absolutely, you know, have the potential. Like, I'd like to think, you know what I'm saying? We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
You know, I mean, hey.
Makabaya Bing Bong.
What was that? Pardon?
What does that mean?
Bada bang, bada boom.
Okay.
All those other maxims that go with that.
Mm-hmm.
So that was dope.
Yeah. I mean, that was my intentions anyway, to tell you the truth. But like...
an hour and a half later. All right. Thursday works.
Yeah. It should be good.
He gets a job. More than that, hope that you find where you're of service, sir.
I'll be back in 3 minutes.
Okay.
Hey, I'll be here if you want to say hi.
She is? Okay. Mm-hmm.